Yeah, Lord.
Ah! Looks good.
Oh, the audacity. Oh. Ian.
What
up? Something just popped into my head. I ran into a game show yesterday that I've never seen before that seems like it'd be right up your alley.
Okay.
It was called Winsanity, and they would give you, there was, you know, some categories, and you had to, they had numbers as the answers, and you had to rank them in the correct numerical order. So it was like, you know, number of hot dogs Joey Chestnut ate at the championships in 2014. The number of fitness trainers in the U.S. The number of cows in the U.S. The number of people who are members of AAA.
I'm ranking those highest to lowest, or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, and in each round, they would, like, give you more to answer. Like, they would, you know, see what, you know, the first bunch were fairly easy to figure out which was highest to lowest, right? And in round two, they gave you, like, now take these three and insert them into the list you already made. And then, you know, next round is insert more people into that list you've already made. It was interesting.
Hmm.
It had like two seasons. I was watching on Pluto.
I would watch it.
Yeah. I thought it would be something that you might be good at. And apparently it's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out on, that's more likely. I don't dislike Pluto, but.
Yeah. Well, Pluto, it's just, you know, whatever's on, it's on.
Like, right.
Netflix, you could go find it. Ray didn't open the channel yet. I figured while he did all that
talk. Oh, well, that's true.
He would have that open.
I also am falling asleep.
That is true. Pluto is nonstop Biden ads for me right now, anyway.
That's funny.
There's a lot of ads. Woo.
I nearly turned off the people's ability to see the channel, let alone connect.
Oh, we're not even getting started to tonight. Show's canceled. Wrap it up, Ian. It's all over.
After the record number of people last week.
Yeah. That's all right. Ian's already taking a nap again. So.
No, I'm good. I'm ready to go. It's happening. No, I'm not super sure, but I'm feeling good.
All right. On a side note, also, Ray, did you try any ocean bourbon?
I did.
So it's very, straight had one set of notes for me. Putting it on the rocks changed it to be more smoky to me.
Oh, interesting. I did not try that.
And then mixing it with some Coke, it had a whole another set of nuanced flavors.
I probably won't mix it with Coke, but
I wanted to see what I got out of it.
Sure.
So it was interesting. I preferred it on ice. Erica preferred it neat.
Huh. It definitely has like a, I couldn't decide whether it was caramel or toffee kind of flavor.
Yeah.
I'll have to try it on the rocks though.
Yeah. To me, it got a little bit more like scotch. It got a little bit more smoky.
Huh. I might like it better.
So I thought that was interesting. All right. We already get the show rolling? Is Ian still awake?
Yep.
I'm wide awake.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Oh, crap. I'm not ready. I didn't think of a clue for next week.
That'll learn you.
Welcome to the 259th episode of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Chaos 72 here. We get Sneaky Beat 15 here. Sadly, you're stuck with me here as well. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the week of the 16th and the 23rd of September in the year of the COVIDs. In your 5-day 4-star career.
Oh, God. Why?
That was good. Since last we talked, the ninth was at the Defrocked Mordo. Did you get to play that one?
I did. I just, in a twist, I did what you recommended, and it worked out great.
That
I
was
denied
a twist.
Blue and collected purple, and then just hit him with one big blast of purple, and that was it.
Yeah.
I might hit him with something else. It turns out that my hesitance to attack Doctor Strange with my powers is unfounded. His ability is awesome, but not that awesome. Like, there's no reason to hold off hitting him with your staff of the Living Tribunal if you can't kill him in one shot, because it's close enough. He's only going to do 1,000 back.
A couple thousand
to
back, at max isn't all that much.
Yeah. It's not, you know, obviously he'll blast through wave after wave of goons, but especially Magia goons.
No.
Magia Dons.
The key with him is they put out so many countdowns, and they're countdowns, so it takes a while for them to go off, and by the time they go off, he's got them killed. So,
oh, yeah.
Very effective. But
so, yeah, absolutely.
All right. The next one on the hit list then was Black Cat. Did you play that one?
Did.
How'd that go for you?
Total success. She did not need to be increased in any way, and she did not need any... If you can name one thing that five-star Dr. Octopus does, you're a better man than I am.
He stands beside his nuclear-powered whatever it is. That seems to do nothing, but...
He doesn't do anything!
When he makes a match for, he gets those nice tentacle tiles.
Right?
He sure does.
I don't know what they do, but he makes them.
Eventually, if you don't kill him, he flies across the screen and jams his huge tummy into you, and that hurts. But
I bet. But she was able to feebly scratch him right up till he died.
Yeah.
And then, coming up number next on the 19th is the big pun. So I'm assuming that should be a fairly easy win for you there, too.
Unknown result, but probably... Yeah, regardless of who he's fighting, I think I have him close. 4-5-2. Yeah, that'll be okay.
Yeah, it's BDSM, just Blaster, and it's fine.
Yep.
So there you go. Sorry, I just saw the graphic to the left.
Yeah, this week's crash. Poor Chris Evans. One misclick.
Uh-huh. In Storyland, Cosmic Chaos is running now. That'll get you a patch, a Misty, and some Heimdall shards. Placement is She-Thor and Daredevil shards. That list that's been updated. Last I looked, there were no follow-up events yet in the game.
Not that I saw.
Yeah. Right now, we're in between seasons. Best Friends is running. That'll get you BDSM and Spider-Woman. Placement is Star-Lord and Black Bolt shards. So not much in the way of events going right this moment.
Oh, did you see what Samurai posted?
I did not, because I don't have Discord open.
Next event is Sinister Six.
Oh, that's an event.
Yeah, that's a team-up-y thing. Oh,
I'm assuming
that
will start Thursday at noon.
That's pretty normal,
I guess. So there you go, Sinistix. Just reading. From our friends Todd over at Cinnabon, who's the sponsor. All right, let's talk about news. Ian, are you sitting down?
I am indeed.
We got a clue.
Uh-oh.
It's, I don't know how good his clue is, because I have no ideas. But the clue is hashtag it. So I don't know if that is like a pun on pound it.
Yeah.
So I don't know who pounds things.
Hulk?
No.
There's barely any Hulks in the game. Probably Hulk.
Maybe it could be a 5-star Sandman so you could pound sand.
I like that. I seriously doubt that's what it is, but I like
that.
Yeah, I got no ideas what hashtag's about.
Is it the Wonder Twins? Don't they hit their fists together and form of an animal and form of some water?
That's true, but unfortunately that's in DC.
Oh, curses. I don't know what universe this is.
What else we got? Those changes to Bishop and Hammercap, those are coming in. And there will be big shebang who's-a-wazzles going down for the 7th anniversary of Marvel Puzzle Quest. Stay tuned. Let's see. Other things. Some fixes. Peggy Carter. Team-ups will no longer apply her Legendary Presence passive when equipped under circumstances. That's good. I didn't notice that it did that. That seems weird. Oh, and two fixes just for Ian. Hey, Ian, on the Steam version, the scroll wheel functions now. The scroll wheel functionality now works correctly in more areas of the game.
Yes!
Not all of them. Just more.
That's fine.
And temporary healing now correctly displays a green color instead of translucent yellow. All right. Does that make life better for you?
A little bit.
Yeah. There you go. That's all I got for the news. You got anything? Hey, State College here has shot up to number 2 in the country.
Yeah.
For fastest rising COVID infections. So we got going for us.
Good job, guys.
Penn State's going to be number 1 in that this year.
Yeah. I heard that in addition to all the COVID cases that they're adding, that they're getting ready to share it with the world. The president over at the Nebraska said that the Big Ten is going to go ahead and buckle under pressure and start football here any second.
They did. They did announce that this afternoon. And well, we had to get a kickstart on it last weekend while we had people in from like 7 states.
right
into town for a wrestling tournament.
Yeah, that was actually that was a news posted by Perandiak. The Christ Community Church organizers of a wrestling tournament, they were fined because they couldn't stop it. The local government couldn't stop them from coming in, like, legally. So they just went over and fined them for violating fire code, zoning ordinance, health standards, gathering regulations, and they also pulled their food prep license, and it was $10,000 worth of fines.
Yeah. I felt bad for our enforcement guy who had to work on Saturday because of them.
Yeah.
He was sad.
I bet.
Because he was stuck there all day writing out fines. But yeah, so they brought in, 3,000 people this weekend into a town that's, you know, number two on the don't come here, you're going to get infected. So let's just bring lots of people here, get them all infected, and shoot them all back home. What could go wrong?
Nothing. Nothing at all. They're not your problem anymore.
Freaking morons. Any else in the news? Is that it?
I got nothing going on up here. Things are quiet.
All right, let's head into the category then.
Top
three from top three. Ian, what's the category this week?
Oh, this week we are doing our top three talk show hosts.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know where we start.
First? I don't think I've gone first recently.
You can go first. I would like that.
All right. So she's only three episodes in.
Right.
But it's Drew Barrymore, right?
That's true.
No, I'm just kidding. Number three is Regis.
Oh, all right.
I love Regis.
You do.
I do. So he was my number three talk show host, Regis Philbin.
That's fair. He's kind of a legend in the business. And he was pretty good at his job.
Gelman, I'm out of control.
He's legendary. I find it in short bursts, I find him acceptable.
Yeah.
In long periods of time, he gets pretty annoying. I can't take much of it.
But right, you want to go next?
Do I?
Yeah.
Sure.
Great.
So I have a honorable mention because not necessarily a talk show host, but he made it onto my list originally, but then I realized what he does is more of a podcast than a talk show. But that I still counts. Think Mark Maron deserves an honorable mention. He was going to make it on my list, but
he absolutely could have been on your list if you wanted.
Well, I struck him off. He was just the honorable
mention.
He's
pretty famous. He probably interviews people on his podcast.
Sure.
That totally counts.
But as a late night talk show host, my number three changed from him to Craig Ferguson. I really enjoy Craig Ferguson. Yeah, I just find him entertaining. The accent goes a long way, too.
That's not my name.
I also enjoy Craig Ferguson. I feel like he's underrated.
Ferguson.
I can understand his disappointment. Of not being picked, but I can now see why they went in a different direction. Which, interestingly enough, he was slated to replace my number three, none other than David Letterman.
Hmm.
David Letterman was the first late night talk show host that I got heavily involved in. He thought he was hilarious. I was down with Paul Schaefer as well, but I thought Letterman was really good.
The world's most dangerous band.
He's what?
They had the world's most dangerous band.
They did. They had Larry Bud Melman.
P.S. I love you.
Oh, Robin Daggers. What do you got for number two there, Craig?
David Letterman.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
Top 10.
Really? I was going to say. Boutros Ghali. Yeah, he really did. His top 10 list was, you know, it's what essentially made this top three list possible.
Paul.
You got any gum?
You got any gum?
Got any gum? Oh, Dave. You're so weird these days.
He's super crazy these days. But
it's like 80 years old.
There was always like the horrible segments where he would cut to his mom and just harass her while she was like making a pie or something.
Right.
It's like, all right, well, Dave Swam's making a pie. All right.
Now he's like 80 years old, cranking out newborns. I'm like, come on, Dave.
Hey, if he's got that much money, he can, you know, he can have all the kids he wants.
Who's it? Who's the guy across the street? Hello, Deli? Rupert. Rupert from Hello, Deli. All right. Ray, you got a number two?
Sure. I have a feeling it won't be as much fanfare, but my number two talk show host is Stephen Colbert. I very much enjoy Colbert.
Awesome. Again, I'll just roll right into it because my number two is Stephen Colbert. That is why I was comfortable. Because he was amazing when he had his own show, and he's spectacular now that he took Letterman's spot.
Yeah.
He was an absolutely fantastic segue. I do feel bad that Craig Ferguson got passed over, but I totally understand.
Right. Yes. I think it was a wise move.
Yeah, absolutely. He's just so, I mean, not that Craig Ferguson isn't super smart, but Stephen Colbert is fast on his feet. I like him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that breezed through the number two. No surprises there. Craig, you want to start rounding us out?
There's only one answer here. The King of Late Night. Johnny Carson.
Oh.
Absolutely. Right. Carson is king. Always has been king. Always will be king. No one touches Carson.
Hey-oh. Yes.
Hey-oh.
Oh, man. McMahon really epitomized the sidekick.
Oh, he perfected it.
He really did.
Yeah, you had Doc Severin say, just some of the bits were just so bad, but he carried them off anyway.
He did.
Like, sometimes he would go out there and the monologue would just fall completely flat and yet still be funny, and I'm not sure how. And then, you know, if you get to go back and watch some of the good, like, black and white ones and stuff where everyone is chain smoking as much as they possibly can while trying to talk to each other.
Oh, and yeah, he never stopped doing that. Like, he just didn't do it on camera.
Yeah, but, you know, they used to just, you know, back on black and white TV, man, you had to, when all your sponsors were, you know, Pall Mall cigarettes.
Yeah. The rich, smooth taste of Lucky Strikes.
That's right.
that was a good one. Yeah, he brought us the non-shattering version of Karnak.
Yes.
All right. Ray?
Sure. My number one is very similar to my number two. Jon Stewart is my absolute favorite talk show host.
Fair.
I think that, the impact that he made on not like the comedy, that comedy style of show, yep. Significant. I mean, it spawned off so many different ones. He's responsible for...
Oh my gosh, there was...
John Oliver.
The number of...
Hilarious. And
careers that have been made on The Daily Show.
Right, including
because
Stephen
Colbert.
Because
Jon Stewart elevated it into what it became.
Right.
Is, I mean, it's not quite Saturday Night Live level, but it's notable.
Do you remember what year we went and saw him live?
Ooh.
What was he? He was over at Eisenhower, wasn't
Eisenhower,
he?
Eisenhower, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. He asked everybody about Deus Ex.
It was a good show.
He said, I've been playing Deus Ex on my Mac.
Yes. Yeah, wow.
That was a real good show.
That was a good show.
I do not remember what year that was.
I don't remember
when that was. It's all a blur. It was quite a while ago.
Oh, my eyes.
Yeah, John's...
That had to be 20-some years ago.
No, not quite. But close.
I think I still worked at AccuWeather.
It's possible that it was 20. Everything's a blur now, dude. Everything feels the same.
It was definitely pre-COVID.
That's true.
Absolutely.
So that just reminded me of something to interject here. So I'm watching The Deadliest Catch, right? And they've just gotten to where COVID is now a thing. So like they're you know, it shows them they're like delivering crab and stuff and whatever, and they get the news and they're like, COVID? What's a corona? And they're like, wait a minute, what do you mean the ports are closed and I can't deliver my crab? It was just funny to see it from that perspective. All right, what's your number one, Ian?
My number one is here to challenge your number one. While Carson may be the king of all talk show hosts, he is not the king of all media. Stern is number one, baby. No one is better than Howard Stern.
Ugh.
Howard Stern Radio, the Howard Stern Show on WGN America, Howard Stern on Sirius. That is some good Private Parts. Fantastic movie. Yeah, Howard Stern, by far my favorite. And I would argue one of the most influential talk show hosts.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
Very influential.
Exactly.
By the way, it was April 2001 that Jon Stewart was here.
Ugh.
There you go. That was a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. I can still remember.
I was, I don't say I was shocked by that top three, but it was pretty good. Because I was like... Because Ray told me, he was like, I think I got the first two right off the bat. And I was like, I think I know what his first two are. But I'm surprised Craig didn't go deeper into his weirdness, I guess, is what threw me. I thought he was going to try to sell me on like a Phil Donahue or Larry King or some sort of nonsense.
Yeah, see, I was too young, really, when Phil was big.
Strange that that Jay Leno didn't make any of our lists.
No, thank you.
Jay Leno.
You know, like, yeah, Donahue was kind of on his way out when I really started to watch, you know, kind of talk showy things.
Right.
He was already married to, Marlo Thomas by then, you know.
Freaking Jay Leno.
I do remember,
still,
you know,
telling Mitt Romney jokes.
Right.
seeing poor Phil run into the audience with his microphone, like, let me get up to row 17. All right, go ahead. Funny stuff. All right, I don't know. I forgot what we do on this show.
Neither did I. So did I.
Oh, let's head over to the Quizmaster of Facts and Drive. Ian Goff, what's the trivia?
Last week's trivia, or as I like to call it, acronym corner. I think we were trying to unravel what MODOK and AIM both stood for. And by now you should know that he is a mental organism designed only for killing. And he
only
was... what's that?
Only for killing.
Only for killing. He doesn't do other things.
Nope.
And he was both manufactured by, worked for, and was in charge of the advanced idea mechanics over at AIM. So, I have no reason for this to stop, so therefore it will not. As you may or may not know, Tony Stark plays host to an AI that runs a lot of his stuff, named Jarvis.
Oh, Jarvis.
What did Jarvis stand for?
Ooh.
Yet another Marvel acronym. So, and again, I do know that once upon a time, his household butler was named Edwin Jarvis, and that was the basis for this, but Jarvis is indeed an acronym, and a bad one at that, but it is an acronym, so if you can solve that. If you don't feel like solving that, we'll try some easier trivia next time, like which Avenger posted a picture of Little Mjolnir on Instagram this week. It was indeed worthy.
All right, hopefully there's something better than that in the mailbag. Willie, what you got?
Not a whole lot this week, but I do have something from Jordan from Jersey. He says, I've actually been to Franklin's Barbecue in Austin once a couple years back for a bachelor party. We got in line at 8 a.m. in February, didn't eat until around 2.
No, thank you.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible experience.
That said, it was some of the tastiest barbecue I have ever had. Their espresso barbecue sauce, it'll knock your socks off, literally, if you eat too much too fast. And would I wait in line again, maybe with a big group to mark some occasion, but probably not.
No,
He is glad that he did it once.
You're at a bachelor party for 6 hours and all you did was stand in line? You throw the worst bachelor party of all time. That is terrible.
That is true. Also, if I get up at 8 a.m., and stand in the cold for 6 hours and eat nothing, and then someone slides me a McRib. Best barbecue I've ever tasted.
Yeah, I think you probably talked yourself into it at that point.
That is an experience. Well, I'm glad you at least, you know, I'm sure it was a unique experience. Jordan from Jersey, from Texas, from...
Maybe some... people smelling like cocoa butter were handing out samples the whole time. Maybe that would make it better.
Best barbecue ever.
We also got a few messages from Perondiac, who did post to the Podomatic. However, he also posted to Reddit. So
good for him.
First on Tuesday evening. Yeah, I think we were talking about another podcast. So, you know, you can always go to the soon to be named network and check it out. So. It took me a while to get this comment, but last week, talking about Total Recall, you guys were doing the open your mind bit, and you remembered it differently. You know, he says the Mengele effect happened with Total Recall. That was great.
Whoa. It's the Mandela effect. The Mengele effect is something
totally
different.
Yeah, now I got really confused. I was like, what is a Mengele effect?
So he followed this up with... In parentheses, for anyone that's actually thinking it's the Mandela effect, please see X-Files Season 11, Episode 4.
No, thank you.
And,
The Mengele effect!
Yes. He calls it the Mengele effect. And he's like, it's always been the Mengele effect. You're just remembering it wrong. Get it? Anyway. Plus one to add Batroc the Leaper and Crossbones both. I've cosplayed as Crossbones previously, so let's make this happen. I think that's a vote for Crossbones right there, I think.
Nerd.
But yeah, he listens to this podcast. Like, what?
Yeah, my God. Yeah, cosplay's taking it to a whole different level of nerd.
He also says, esoteric trivia.
During... Which is like a book from Blizzard about how to cosplay. I've got two copies sitting here on my shelf.
Okay. During the rewatch of Infinity War, when Thanos' army is landing outside of Wakanda's shields, Rhodes says, I got two heat signatures breaking the tree line. I found this interesting because War Machine's blue power is heat signature detection. But War Machine was released in MPQ in May 2016, and Infinity War was released in April 2018. Obviously, the comics came first, but I don't recollect War Machine comics, or I don't collect War Machine comics to figure out where they might have said something similar. So, pretty interesting that, it was in MPQ and then was mentioned in the movie after that. So, that, like you said, esoteric trivia. So, there you go. That's all we got.
Nice.
That is it for the mailbag. Thanks, Lumpy.
All right. I think this next segment's also quick. Man, this is going to be record time this week.
I was going to say, but I don't know why, but that mailbag made me think that the Clue hashtag it is now Crossbones. Because a hashtag is, they crisscross.
Everybody clap your hands.
Let's just assume that we both clapped.
All right, so in that case, once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
We just want to pump
you up. I heard you clap. It was like 45 minutes after I clapped.
I saw Craig's, Craig lit up during the clap.
Woo!
I don't know, my, hard to say. I don't know. It's never going to be unraveled. I'm just going to read what's going on here. There's stuff happening. There's extra stuff happening, Craig. This should be twice as long as usual.
Oh.
So this week in the boosted characters, it's not going to be twice as long. It's going to be the same length as ever because all the threes are missing, and I certainly don't know who they are, but they're boosted. Now, here's what we got. Here's what I got for you folks. The soon-to-be recently reworked Bishop is fairly certainly boosted. When he fires his damage back to you from overclocking, that'll be boosted. And he puts out Protect Tiles with his For the Future ability. Also, seems likely that Mysterio will be boosted. And he does, some damage, maybe a bit more if he's invisible, but the some damage will be boosted. Other damage with his blue, which is also unimpressive. Ed steals a little bit of health with his yellow, but the health steal will be boosted. Now, here's where it gets dicey.
We really need a Mysterio classic from the comics.
What's that?
We need a classic comic book version of Mysterio.
Oh, I don't know. Did you see the movie?
Yeah.
I thought they did a fantastic job with Mysterio. Fantastic. And when they need a 5-star Mysterio, they've got one. The classic comic book guy, where he's got a silly fishbowl on his head and he does nothing. Now, we've got 5 possible boosts here. You can choose any 3 of them to be boosted. It won't have any effect on whether or not they're boosted, but based on people who play the game a lot more and our executive producer, we're going to speculate that perhaps 4-star Punisher is boosted and you get a lot of damage out of his black ability. He does some green AoE and his crash is coming up, so that will also be being aware of him and his abilities. Could come in handy. He also makes strike tiles. Blue strike tiles. The Forgotten 4-star Blade might be boosted. He his red deals some pretty good damage. Green AoE again. And he heals himself a bit. You see. Oh, Prowler. Prowler might be boosted. I've heard of him. He steals tiles, improves them. His damage is increased with Tinkerer's Toys. And that strike tile he makes when he gets his coat a little bit better. Eddie Brock Venom might be boosted. His Symbiotic Fury does damage, and his Lisa Protector does damage. But the Protectiles that he gives away to the enemy are also going to be boosted, so that's disappointing. Everybody's favorite symbiote, Carnage, might also be boosted. So his red damage and his green damage are going to be boosted. And then all those tiles that he throws out on the board are all going to be boosted. So
some folk will never eat a skunk.
Yeah. And then again, some folk will. Like Carnage, the slack-jawed symbiote.
Slack-jawed yokel.
Let's see what Samurai says. We won't know until tomorrow, so everything's up in the air. Bishop's better in PvP than he is in story, but he hasn't been worked yet. So enjoy him while he's boosted. If Punisher and Blade get boosted, use them because they're good. If Venom gets boosted, Carnage will probably also be boosted. They feed each other with special tiles. I think that's the gist of it.
Well, I would hope. I mean, really, the worst case scenario, we're going to have Bishop, Mysterio, Venom, and Prowler.
Yeah, that would be... Yeah, I feel like Bishop would, you know, obviously carry the weight there, but that would be quite the downer.
Yeah.
Bishop and the Scrubs. Oh, on a slightly similar note, just in time to be recently reworked, I finally finished Worthy.
Oh, nice. Did you get to try him out any? Like,
yes, but I'm just going to continue on with my life. I just wanted to say that I was right there at the finish line. I was like, I got him. All right, he's gone. So
sad
story. That was good. So that's who is quite possibly boosted. Listen to me now and believe me tomorrow when we find out for sure. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Let's head over to team-up time, then.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right. Well, as is custom on this show, this suggestion I'm going with is actually from Samurai. So this is really, you know, kind of Samurai content show here. But he suggested this team, and I have been trying out this team. Unfortunately, I don't have quite the covers to make it work. I have none of these three championed. But the suggestion is Beta Ray Bill, 5-star Captain Marvel, and the brand new Polaris. Now, this is not just suggested by Samurai, by the way. A lot of people have been trying this out, but...
Sure.
So he starts off with, I know a lot of people don't have covers, but as long as you have purple in with Polaris, it might work. So having at least 4 purple is really what you want, but, you know, as long as you got purple, you can try it out. So Beta Ray Bill creates projectiles at the beginning of the game. Every time you match one, Polaris creates 2 to 3 more. Beta Ray Bill also generates green and blue every time you match or destroy a projectile. So you just jump on and immediately start matching away your projectiles, and it'll start filling the board with Polaris, you know, duplicating those projectiles all over the place. So the goal is you get these projectiles on the board, and you get 10 green AP to fire off Carol's Photonic Rush. It destroys a row of tiles when it goes off, and then it destroys another row for every special tile destroyed along that first row. So if you have a screen full of projectiles, when that Photonic Rush goes off, you're going to hopefully get several hits of projectiles destroyed. And then Polaris will come in and refill the board 2 to 3 times the number of projectiles destroyed. Each time you fire the ability, it deals damage and fills up your green and blue. Because again, you destroyed projectile, Beta Ray Bill generates green and blue. So use Bill's clash in order to create projectiles every time you get damaged. And pretty soon you've got a screen full of projectiles. Photonic Rush goes off.
What a rush.
It destroys the entire screen, refills the entire screen with projectiles, rinse and repeat. Now, getting
it... Forever.
Yeah, pretty much forever.
Yes. Oh, yep, nope, I watched the video.
So, getting it to infinite requires several matches to spread projectiles and to collect your green AP to get it to go off. And if you fire Photonic Rush too early, you can get an initial row destroyed without, you know, hitting the special tiles that you need to get it going. But, That's the key. I haven't got it to work nearly as well as I have seen other people, but I blame that on poorly covered Captain Marvel and Polaris. Bill seems to be just fine, but my Photonic Rush is still a 2-turn countdown, and it just doesn't pan out too well. I get way too injured. But, you know, the more covers you get in this, the more likely that you'll be able to pull it off. Beta Ray Bill at a 3-5-5 because you're not going to be using his green. Captain Marvel at a 5-5-3 because why would you ever want to send your people airborne? They're doing way too much for you. And Polaris at a 3-5-5 because you're not going to be using her blue. You're going to be using Beta Ray Bill's blue. So pretty straightforward builds. Of course, I don't have them anywhere near that, but, you know, if you get them, if you can get that Polaris going, I will probably get her going just in time to see her nerfed.
Oh, no. I will get her going just in time to see her nerfed. You know how this works?
I don't know. I think they're going
to
get on top of this.
You have 1 year to enjoy Polaris.
Well, I can hope. Of course, I'm not there yet, so. In any case, there you go. That's your team up for this week. As always, thanks to Unify.
Unify.
Unify. All right, let's open up some tokens OG style.
All right. I almost always go first. I don't think today's going to be an exception. While we were doing that last segment, something crawled across my toe and terrified me, and now I can barely focus on the show.
Sure. I understand.
Hey, it's a 5-star. Hey, it's Wolverine, Samurai Dakin.
Nice. I'm assuming that's your first?
Probably. Let's see. You betcha.
Nice. It's always nice to get the 5-star you didn't have before.
It is. It really is. I got my first Imperius Rex the other day. That was nice.
Yeah.
Not that I'm excited to have him, but I've run into a few Behemoth Burritos where I couldn't participate because I didn't have him.
Sure.
Disappointing.
Imperius Rex.
All right, I got 4, so...
I got 3, whichever.
All right, well, I'm going. I'm going with standard eye poke for a 4-star Peggy Carter. Number 2, I'm going to do a nose poke. Oh, that got me a purple. A Master of Yaido, Wolverine.
Ha! That's exactly what I got.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I think that's the only power I have for him. I'm doing a nose poke again. That time it got me a Rocket and Groot 4-star. Don't push this button. And finally, another 4-star, Emma Frost, Earl's best friend.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, a little bit. But hey, I got that one. So he's now at a 2-0-0.
All right, first one, it's a 4-star. Surgical Strike, X-Force.
Wow.
Let's go Man Bun.
Let's go
That's
Man
a 4-star. Ruler of Limbo.
Okay.
And then let's go Eye Poke, all 4-stars. On God, the Nightcrawler. So all 4-stars for me, Boo earns. Thanks as always, though, to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
I'm not sure. Some horrible insect that just keeps lurking. It's going to crawl on my foot again. I can just tell. But if you are looking for more podcasts to listen to than just this one, check out the Soon to Be Named Network. SoonToBeNamedNetwork.com. It is where we host all of our podcasts that are part of this podcasting team. You can enjoy this and several other shows, also with complete archives of all the shows, current and discontinued. That's SoonToBeNamedNetwork, SoonToBeNamedNetwork.com.
Thanks, Ian. Anything else for the good of the order?
Yeah, send me team-ups. That's it.
Oh, all right. Put them all on Podomatic in Spanish.
Yeah. Nope. I got it. Send Ray team ups. I'm a prisoner of fear.
Just remember, Ian, once you stand up, then it can, you know, it'll track you.
I think so.
You kind of track
I'm keeping my eye where I saw it go.
Right.
Oh, you saw it. Okay.
Yeah. I felt it crawling across my toe, and I was like, oh, it's the carpet. And I looked down, and I was like, yeah! But I did it internally because we're doing a podcast.
Good job.
Thanks.
I'm just curious. Do you know, species or?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I could not tell. It seemed to be crawling, but I don't know if that was just because it was indoors and felt like walking and didn't feel like flying. It was some sort of black insect. Mm. It was not an ant. I can tell you that much.
Sure.
It could have been. I don't know. Could have been a chupacabra. Could have been a dung beetle.
I mean, if I had a wish, I
would. Some sort of night stalker.
I would wish it was the chupacabra just so we have, proof, but.
It's true. He could become rich. I mean, he will be dead, but we would be able to show his corpse. And
right.
Chupacabra alongside his toes.
Right. drained all my blood through my toe.
Yeah.
That's going to take a while.
Yeah. Sure, could find a goat closer by with less self-defense skills.
There's a lot of goats.
I'm just kidding. A goat could probably beat me up. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Belltown's got a bunch of goats.
We're known for our goats.
Yeah. All right.
You got your COVID. We got our goats.
Can we trade?
Nope.
Oh. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here this week. PuzzleWars3.com. Comment suggestions. Give them to Ray. He needs team-ups. Ian needs some trivia that is not based on anagrams.
I don't. I'm going to try to find more anagrams. That's going to spin off into an anagram segment soon.
Comments, suggestions, anything you want to hear us talk about, shoot them at us. We'll see what we get. Amazon banner, Cafe Press, and we haven't mentioned Patreon in a long time, so do that. You can have a segment of the show named after you. Fun times. Goodbye for now, and remember, kids, fezzes are cool.
Good enough. That is a true story. They're not just for Shriners anymore. Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
We're doctors.
Doctors wear fezzes?
One does.
Oh.